Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue sharing with you on the subject of spiritual warfare, and specifically having a spiritual warfare mentality against the enemy. Now, we're looking at scriptures in the Old Testament that shows what the enemy does, what God will do, and what you and I must do. And we're not going to review all that we've talked about in the last broadcast, because we've got a lot to talk about throughout the Old Testament. And these Old Testament scriptures are very important because the Old Testament are physical types and shadows of spiritual realities in the New Testament. All that we see that the enemy is doing in the Old Testament is a type of our spiritual enemy, what Satan does against us. And all that it says in the Word that we're to do, we act upon the Word, engaging in spiritual warfare to overcome the enemy against us. Now, we do want to bring up one scripture. In Exodus 15, verse 9, the enemy said, "I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them." That's the enemy's attitude, but remember that God will dash in pieces the enemy. He will cause our enemies to be scattered. Now, we've got to get armed. We've got to get ourselves armed with the armor of God. We can't have fear of the enemy. We've got to realize that God is the one who will give us the victory. And we were concluding looking at 1 Chronicles 17:10 in the last broadcast, where it says, "Moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies." God has promised to subdue all the enemies underfoot, and he will give us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're going to pick up from there and go forth in more scriptures in the Old Testament showing our spiritual warfare mentality against the enemy. In Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 15, it says, "And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and that God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work." Here's where it talks about the enemies that were active to stop them from doing the work that God told them to do. The enemy works through deception and his wiles. That's why we've got to be ready to deal with his lies. We got to get God's counsel from the Word of God. And when they got God's counsel and God brought all of their counsel to naught, then it says they returned everyone to his work. That tells you that you've got to watch that you don't listen to anything that the enemy brings against your mind. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. You've got to be ready to deal with everything that comes at you in line with the Word of God so you don't give place to him and draw back from doing the things that God wants you to do. In Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1, it says this, "And it came to pass, when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall, and that there was no breach left therein." That shows the fact that the enemies know exactly what's going on. They heard what was going on. In the realm of the spirit, the evil spirits know what is going on in your life. They see what you're doing. They know the things that you're doing for the Lord, and they know that the word that you're acting upon is going to produce victory. That's why they're going to try to hinder you from continuing the building of God in your life. And remember, we're a spiritual house, and we're building the things of God in our life through the Word of God. Well, the enemies didn't stop them from doing the work, and they builded the wall, and there was no breach. A breach means a gap or a break. That shows the fact that there was no place for them to get in, and that speaks of dealing with sin in our life, so there's no open door for the enemy to have place in our life. So the enemies know what you're up to. Be sure that you don't listen to them and give place to them. Now, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 27, he says, "Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies who vexed them, and in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and according to thy manifold mercies, thou gavest them saviors who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and many times didst thou deliver them according to thy mercies." That shows the fact that God delivered them when they were walking with him according to his mercy, and he saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest from their enemies, they went back into the ways of sin. They did evil again, which speaks of if you go back into the ways of sin, then you're going to be right back into the hand of your enemies, because you'll have given place to them. But if you will confess your sins and repent, turn away from them, God is long-suffering and merciful, and he will deliver you out from bondage to your enemies. Well, in Job chapter 16, verse 9, it says this, "Mine enemy sharpeneth his eyes upon me." That shows you that the enemy, all these evil spirits, they sharpen their eyes on you. You know, if our eyes were open to the realm of the spirit, you would see angels and evil spirits all over the place. And of course, the devils are looking for opportunity to get to you. And it says here where the enemy sharpened his eye upon them. Don't let that get you in fear. It's just understanding the way things are in the realm of the spirit. These evil spirits are watching you and they're looking for an opportunity to get to you in your life. Remember that Satan is our adversary who goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So the enemy's eyes are upon you, especially if you're hearing and doing the word of God, as he's going to come to try to take the word out of your heart. And he wants to bring destruction against you, because remember, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So the enemy sharpens his eye on you. If you won't give place to him and you guard yourself, then he will not be able to get to you. We know that from 1 John 5:18, where it says, "Whoso keepeth himself, the wicked one touches him not." Now in Psalm 6, verse 7, it says, "Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies." That shows you that grief gives place to the devil's destruction. The enemies had obviously worked against him, causing the grief, and the effect of that was his eye was consumed. In Psalms 8, verse 2, the Bible says, "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still or stop the enemy and the avenger." And this is quoted by Jesus in Matthew 21:16, where he says, "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise." When you begin to praise and worship God, it has the effect of stilling or stopping the enemy and causing him to draw back. In fact, in Psalms 9, verse 2 and 3, it talks about rejoicing and praising the Lord. What's the result of that? The presence of God comes on the scene. And verse 3 says, "When mine enemies are turned back, they fall and perish at thy presence." God wants you to be a praiser and a worshiper of God. Get in the presence of God, and that will cause the enemies to fall back. Remember, you put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So praise and worship unto God is important if you're going to be able to conduct effective spiritual warfare against the enemy. Psalms 18, verse 3 says, "I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." Again, we call on the Lord. We're praising and worshiping him. He's going to manifest himself and save you and deliver you from your enemies. In Psalms 18, verse 17, it says, "He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me." Now, that was in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament now, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. But at the same time, you've got to understand that the enemy does have strength, he has might, and he has power. Remember, the Bible says in Luke 10:19 that God's given us authority over all the power of the enemy. The word power is dunamis. The enemy has power. And when it speaks about binding the strong man, that is the word ischus, which means one who's mighty and has force. But it says a stronger one, which is the same word ischus, a mightier one comes upon him. Otherwise, the Lord is mightier than the devil, and he will deliver you from the enemy. But one thing you got to realize, the enemy does have strength, he does have power, he does have might, so we can't take the enemy lightly. But remember that the authority that God has given you releases God's power and will stop all of the works of the enemy. Now in Psalms 23, verse 5, the Bible says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." God's table of blessing and fellowship with him and all the good things that he wants to bring forth, they are prepared for you. But it does say it's in the presence of your enemies. That's because your enemies are all around looking for opportunities to get to you. Remember, your enemies are spiritual enemies, the evil spirits that serve the devil trying to get to you. So in the midst of all these enemies around, we're going to enter into fellowship and the blessings of God that he's prepared for us. In Psalms 25, verse 2, he says, "Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me." That shows the fact that if your enemies do triumph over you, then you would be ashamed. But we're not going to be ashamed because the enemies are not going to triumph over us. We've been given authority over all the power of the enemy, and we're going to use our spiritual weapons to triumph over him. In Psalms 27, verse 2, "When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell." That shows you that the enemy is not going to prevail against you if you do what the Word says through spiritual warfare to overcome. It says here the enemies will stumble and will fall. Then it goes on in verse 6 and says, "And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me." They're all around, but God is going to lift you up, and you are going to come forth victorious. In Psalms 27, verse 11, he says, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies." The plain path is the way of the Word of God that he reveals to you. The enemies try to deceive. God's not ever going to hold anything back from you. He will bring revelation to you, and he shows you the plain path so that you'll not let the enemies have place who try to work through deception to get to you. In Psalms 38, verse 19, it says, "But my enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied." That's right. There's not just a few out there. They are lively, they are strong, and they are multiplied and will try to come against you. But remember that there's more that be with you than be with the enemy. And the greater one on the inside of you is greater than he that is in the world. And you're going to rise up and smite those enemies. You're going to smite them continually until they are defeated and put underfoot. In Psalms 41, verse 2, "The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies." That shows you that the enemies have a will. They want to enforce their will upon you. They want you to listen to them and walk in their ways so that they can bring destruction. No, God will protect you. He will keep you. He will bring his blessings. He will deliver you from the will of your enemies. In verse 5, it goes on and says, "Mine enemies speak evil of me." That's right. They'll speak evil of you. They'll find people to speak to that'll speak a negative, bad report, evil things about you. So don't be moved by what the enemy does through other people. That's the enemy working through them to speak evil of you. But then in verse 11, he says this, "By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me." That shows you that God's favor will deliver you from your enemies so you'll walk in victory. That also tells you that if the enemy is triumphing over you, then you are not experiencing the favor of God. That may be because of the fact that you have sin in the camp and you're not walking in right fellowship with him, or it may be because you have not risen up with your authority and come against the enemies with spiritual warfare, with the spiritual weapons, to see him be put underfoot. Regardless, God's favor is not manifest in your life if the enemies triumph over you. Because remember, his favor, the grace of God, brings your salvation, your healing, and your deliverance and victory in life. In Psalms 44, verse 5, it says this, "Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us." The name of Jesus is the name above every name in the New Covenant. And through the name of Jesus, we can tread the enemies underfoot and walk in victory. Remember, the God of peace will bruise Satan under your foot. Well, we talk more about principles from the Old Testament regarding having a spiritual warfare mentality against the enemy. In the next broadcast, we're going to pick up from here and go on and keep bringing these important principles unto you so you understand what the enemy does, what God will do, and what you and I must do to gain the victory through spiritual warfare. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God. Yeah.